IRD for you. Do you know what the Inland Revenue Department really does? What is this about compliance? Are you unsure about your taxes? Do you want to know more about GST? Well, IRD for you is your official information radio program providing all the answers you need about the Government of Anguilla Inland Revenue Department. Tune in to Radio Anguilla every Wednesday at 4:05 p.m. to find out more. IRD for you, making you a priority.
Greetings, everyone. I am here with Mr. Malone Richardson, Assistant Comptroller, Revenue Operations of the Inland Revenue.
Greetings. Thank you for having me.
Over the last couple of weeks, officers from the Inland Revenue Department have been sharing valuable information with the general public about the Goods and Services Tax, GST. In the last episode, we learned about how the implementation of GST is facilitating modernization in the delivery of public services. Today, we will be discussing the topic of GST for sustainable growth. Can you please give us a little background on today's topic?
Well, as you are aware, Anguilla currently has a small tax base, and the largest amount of taxes comes from tourism. This creates vulnerability and weakness, as we have seen after Hurricane Irma and continue to experience in the COVID pandemic, because tax collection declines when tourism is impacted, and this is when government usually needs to spend more. As indicated on previous programs, GST will be introduced in Anguilla on the 1st of July 2022 with the aim of expanding the tax base so that it is more fairly shared. GST will therefore lead to higher revenue that will contribute to a more secure Anguilla, which is less sensitive to the effects of global economic shocks. GST is a means of revenue generation, but also a means to encourage economic growth and financial sustainability.
Interesting. Can you please explain some more about how GST can contribute to economic growth and financial sustainability?
Sure. As mentioned earlier, the introduction of GST will broaden the tax base and more evenly share the tax burden across all sectors, including the accommodation, communication services, and electricity, which have traditionally been taxed and now under the GST regime, professional services, construction, retail, and wholesale services, which were previously untaxed, will also attract GST. As indicated prior, this will help to reduce the reliance on tourism. As such, GST will generate revenue to fund public debt and public services, while sustainably meeting current and future needs of our society. Also, GST-registered businesses will be able to claim back the GST it pays on imports on its capital costs like equipment and machinery the way it does now, meaning businesses have more money to invest.
In recent times, there has been a lot of talk about taxes. Why is taxation so important?
The most essential reason for taxation is to generate funds needed by government to deliver critical public services and to benefit society in general. Taxes pay for many of the services that are essential to the functioning of our society, such as healthcare, schools, social services, employment, police services, and infrastructural maintenance and development, to name a few. It also allows Anguilla to be financially independent and less reliant on borrowing and grants.
That brings another question to mind. How will the implementation of GST impact essential services that are important for sustainable growth of a society like Anguilla?
Great question. This is perhaps one of the main concerns of the people of Anguilla. GST will not be charged on essential services, for example, medical and educational services and specific materials. Detailed schedules for goods and services that are exempt from GST will be shared with the public in the new year. It is important to note, though, that the costs for the majority of these services are borne by government. Taxes not only pay for public goods and services. The government has a duty to spend and invest its money prudently and be accountable to the people. Hence, a commitment by the government of Anguilla to continue to build public trust by improving the design and the administration of taxation. By this, I mean that there will be increased transparency, as taxpayers will be able to view their account history online through the IRD online portal. This will also lead to improvements in convenience and ease of compliance by making online filing and payments available for taxpayers. At the same time, the people of Anguilla have a duty to pay their tax obligations like GST and contribute to the stability and sustainable growth of our country.
How do the people of Anguilla contribute to sustainable growth?
As responsible people, Like in every other country, we all have to pay our fair share of tax wherever applicable, thus enabling the government to generate sufficient resources to fund public services in our society. In turn, the government's duty is to improve the lives and well-being of the people of Anguilla. This involves developing tax reforms that more fairly shares the tax burden, makes the most essential things like basic food items cheaper, while supporting modernization and sustainable economic growth.
This has definitely been enlightening. Where can I find more information about GST?
For more information, feel free to contact the Inland Revenue Department at gst@gov.ai or inlandrevenue@gov.ai. As indicated previously, the Inland Revenue Department website will be the main authoritative source for information. Please visit our website at ird.gov.ai and Facebook page at Anguilla IRD for the most current publications on GST.
Is there anything else you would like to share with our listeners?
Sure. I would just like to remind our listeners that GST will take effect in Anguilla on the 1st of July 2022 at a rate of 13%. It will be applied by most large businesses who sell goods and services over EC300,000 in value each year. To help you prepare for GST, the IRD will be providing guidance and hosting consultative forums for taxpayers and consumers from January 2022, prior to the GST implementation date. We will also be notifying you of important dates and requirements, especially for those of you who will be required to register for GST. As discussed today, the main purpose of the GST is to more evenly share the tax burden, generate revenue to fund public debt and public services to meet current and future needs of our society. However, it is important to remember that GST will be charged on essential items and key services that are important for people's well-being and Anguilla's growth, and because tax will be reduced from current levels on basic food items, some things will be less expensive than they are now.
Mr. Richardson, thank you for coming to speak to us today about GST as a means for sustainable growth. This was a very informative program, and I am looking forward to learning more in future programs. Thanks for listening. This was another edition of IRD for You, making you a priority. Join us next time to learn more about GST and the Inland Revenue Department.
IRD for You. Do you know what the Inland Revenue Department really does? What is this about compliance? Are you unsure about your taxes? Do you want to know more about GST? Well, IRD for You is your official information radio program providing all the answers you need about the Government of Anguilla Inland Revenue Department. Tune in to Radio Anguilla every Wednesday at 4:05 p.m. to find out more. IRD for You, making you a priority.